Today is going to be a good one. Today I want to talk about the pits. The nasty, deep, dark, dirty, embarrassing pits of our lives. The ones we don't want to tell anyone about, but actually hold all of the power for the change that we want. Let's talk about it. Podcast. My name is Deion Williams, aka Deion Does, and I truly believe that we were all created in the image of the ultimate creator, and therefore it's in us all to create. And this show aims to help you and I both level up in this four-dimensional game of life so that we can go out and create for good, whether that's for ourselves, our family, the community around us, but all of this a part of a generational vision of a family of creators coming together to be the difference. How's it going? How's your mama, creator family? Your boy Deion. Appreciate you guys tuning in again for another episode of the Creator Podcast. Today we're gonna go deep, man, deep into the pits of our lives. And I want you to be I want you to go into this with vulnerability, right? Willing to be honest with yourself. You don't gotta tell me a ting. There's nothing you got to tell me. I'm not trying to be up in your business. That's all you, boo-boo. But I would love it if you would just get real with yourself for today. And this may be one of your first times. Hopefully not if you've been listening to this podcast on a daily basis, because that's important around here. But maybe you're new. And in that case, welcome. Glad to have you. But let's get real. I want you to hop into something that I call the circle of truth, where it is a place where it is literally impossible for you to lie. Now, again, I'm not standing next to the police when I'm in this circle. I'm not next to my mama, my wife, or anyone that's just like, I don't want to get exposed. Like, no, right? I'm not going to call the cops on you. This is just for you. You are in your own personal circle of truth. No one else. Only person that has the ability to jump in there is God. But the crazy place is he's already been there, right? He knows what you did last summer. And so for some of us, this is an uncomfortable place because we spend so little time there. But this is a place where you can't lie. You have to kind of look at things for what they are. You can't sugarcoat them. It just is what it is. And once we do that, we can actually do something about it, though. Okay, so the circle of truth is a good place, not a bad place, but all things are exposed here. And then I just want to take a look back to some of the deepest, darkest times in our lives. Maybe the times where you felt the most betrayed, the times you felt the most hurt or abandoned, mistreated, ashamed, right? The times where you might have completely dropped the ball. Maybe you're the only one that knows about it. Or you and your mama are the only ones that know. The times where you could have done right, but you did wrong. You sacrificed on your character. You didn't live up to who you feel like you were called to be. You were, you know, and it's not necessarily, it may not always be something that you did to someone else or to yourself. Again, some of us have pits because we were betrayed. Someone did something to you, right? But the idea is just these times that you would describe as a pit. Emotional pits, physical pits, right? And some of us have like one or two. Like you can distinctly remember, like, man, there is a couple times where I was struggling. And for some of you guys, you may feel like you have a dozen of just really, really bad times. Now, if you're going through a pit every single day for like the last year, no, that's not what we're talking about. Maybe the whole year could be a pit, right, of depression. That's cool, but you're not just having the worst day ever, every day of your life for forever. I'm talking about these times that are just worse than the other ones, not just the normal stuff, right? A pit in your life. And the general approach to a pit is just that it's all bad, right? Avoid it. Don't talk about it. Get over it. You know, it's just like, kind of sucks that it happened. It's just all bad. My message to you today is that there is actually power in the pit. And we definitely don't want to just live in them and stay there, because that's where you become a victim. That's where you make excuses. That's where you're so focused on the past, you're no good for the future. And any kind of growth, change, or leveling up, right? So we don't want to stay there, but we definitely want to embrace it head on and understand what's going on. So for some of us, we're going to look back at some of our pits. And for others listening, you may be dead center of a pit right now. And this might be the message that you needed to hear, okay? And I'm going to go right to the principle now. Couldn't find the author here, but oh, so powerful. Says, not all storms come to disrupt your life. Some come to clear your path. Ooh, the beat's fire. Sometimes we just got to run it back with the beat. Not all storms come to disrupt your life. I know you think it was sent to take you out, to ruin everything, to melt the relationship, destroy the business. But sometimes they come to clear your path. And that's a... Oh, dang it. I fluffed that up. I didn't mean to push that button. We was having a good, deep, serious moment there. And I was trying to push the button to stop the beat. But I fluffed up. But let's keep moving. We ain't gonna dwell on the past, people. Right? So when we have these pits, we need to understand that sometimes there's a lesson in there. There's a principle we can take. There's a nugget. There's actually something that can help us. Not just harm us. Not take us out. And some of the biggest lessons, biggest growths that have come in my life have come after these pits. And you learn these things. You know, life has a good way of being a really good teacher. And some of us, we don't like to learn from other people's mistakes. And we can be hard-headed or stubborn. And when life bites, we listen, right? When the doctor comes in and is like, yep, so you got diabetes. We're like, oh, snap. Now let me start eating better. We ain't think about it before, though. Or when the IRS comes and says, hey, I'm about to take all your stuff. We're like, hold up. Let me figure out these taxes real quick. Let me get some money management happening. Or when your husband comes and says, yup, babe, I want a divorce. You're like, hold up, no. Let me start really loving you. Let me start showing you I care. And I don't think it's my job or my position to fault you if that's had to happen to you. I know it's had to happen to me. I've had to go through some things because of my unwillingness to change or grow or maybe see the writing on the wall or the warning shots that life was giving out. I think it would be amazing if we all could just learn from others' mistakes or listen when we're warned and not have to go through major things. That would be awesome. But that's not the nature of every pit anyway, right? For example, my wife's health, that's not a consequence of something that she did wrong. At least not with the understanding that we have now in medicine and science, right? As far as we can tell, it's just like, man, it's just a rare, there's stuff like gene mutations and other factors, but it's like, you know, it wasn't because she didn't eat enough kale. And that's a huge pit that she's had to go through. And lessons were learned, though, and strength was added to her directly from that pit. And my wife and I both have been through financial pits. Talking about being broke. We was broke. And as much as I hated them in the moment, and there was times I literally, grown man, cried myself to sleep. Just because there was so much pain. Like horrible financial pits. As bad as those were, I wouldn't wish them away. Like, I'm glad they happened. Some of the biggest lessons I have now financially and beliefs that I have financially came through that. And I'm glad that I got to experience that now. Because now being on the other side of that, it's giving me perspective Oh man, I've met so many rich jerks. I can't stand me a rich jerk. Ooh. If you listening right now, you a rich jerk. Just a person that has been rich their whole life. It's like a sense of entitlement. Can't even comprehend what someone else is going through. Someone has lived a life not having money. Ooh, I can't stand it. And it's again, stuff like that comes because I've been on the other side. So it's given me humility and so much perspective and empathy and understanding. I'm grateful for that. This came from a pit though, right? I've been able to connect with a lot of men that didn't have, that feel like they don't have a father in their life or not even feel like the ninja just ain't there because I experienced that. And that's been an asset for me. And there was lessons and principles that I learned in that season because it happened. And so what I'm asking you to do today is to learn to flip the script and dip the chip on your pits. Remember, not all storms come to disrupt your life. Some come to clear your path. Some of them weren't designed to take you out. They were designed to toughen you up. So I want you to dive head first into the major pits of your life. Look across the four dimensions of this game that we call life, aka the creator frame, and look into your faith, relationships, energy, economics, and find out. Identify these major pits you had. Could be a major breakup. Could be a bankruptcy. Could be a crisis of the faith. Could be a loved one dying, a diagnosis, a failed business, whatever it may be. And often we kind of brush them off, try not to think about them, close our eyes, our ears. But today, I want you to hop in the circle of truth and embrace it for everything that it is. Close your eyes, look deeper, and maybe look for anything that you might have missed. Sometimes as a means of survival, we don't embrace the pit because we feel like it might take us out if we really looked at it for what it was. Sometimes we just try to ignore it a little bit just so that we can get through it. I know I've done that. So if you've already come out of the pit, I want you to go back and reanalyze it, man. Like, so maybe what was God trying to teach me to do this? What are some lessons I could have learned? Some things I could have picked up. What are some blessings I have coming out of it? Or maybe, like I said, you're dead smack in the middle of it. I want you to ask the exact same questions. What could really be going on right here? Is there another way I could be looking at this? How is this a good thing? What are some good that could be coming out of this? And again, oh my Lord, there's so many things that, for example, death. Death is one of the ones where you don't want to have to learn lessons from that, right? For example, I know like Kobe Bryant dying recently. We've talked about that. That's horrible. That's not good on its own. But can we find good out of it? Did it wake some people to fluff up to just how fragile this thing called life is? To realize we're not always in control? Did it give certain people a sense of urgency? Because now they were reminded that you never know when you're going to take your last breath. You dang right. Let's pull some power from the pits. They're going to be painful. Some of them are going to be embarrassing. These are things that we can't change, but what we can do is flip the script and grab and regain our power by finding the lessons, the principles, the blessings, whatever it may be in the pit. All right. So I want you to dive into the storm, dive into the pit and extract all the wisdom, all the knowledge, all of the good stuff that you can. Write it out, put it on paper. That alone, man, could change your life. Some of the best seasons of my life came immediately right after a pit. And it usually had to do with how I responded inside of that pit. So if you aren't in one right now, chances are, just with how this thing called life come, just because of how this thing that we call life tends to play out, you're probably going to run into another one. Don't be panicked. You got through the last one. You're going to be okay. But still hold on to this principle of just staying present, being in the moment, and learning as much as you can from it. You want to learn some more? I know a great way for you to do that. You can go to freecreatorcode.com. If you haven't done it, I don't know what's wrong with you. I'm going to just keep saying it until you do. Freecreatorcode.com. Freecreatorcode.com. Get the code that it is that we live by as a family, as a movement of creators. You want this creator identity? Well, freecreatorcode.com is where you want to be. I love you guys. Stay safe. And until tomorrow, God first. God bless.